This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Deadlines, you guys, are not all they are cracked up to be. Sometimes they focus the mind. Sometimes you can just ignore them. Negotiators in Switzerland trying to wrap up the Iranian nuclear talks there have chosen option B, ignore. Enough progress is being made, they said, that it's worth extending things a day or two. Because these are complicated talks, lots of moving parts. But if they do actually reach a deal, lifting sanctions on Iran is going to be no simple thing either, as Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
The sanctions against Iran have hammered its economy, throttled its oil exports, and choked off investment there. Iran wants the sanctions lifted as soon as any deal goes into place. Elizabeth Rosenberg is director of the Energy Economics and Security Program at the Center for New American Security. She says sanctions typically are not there one day, gone the next.
And so for everyone thinking that there would be a flood of commerce into Iran on day one of a nuclear deal, they're thinking about this wrong. They're going about it wrong.
Rosenberg says even if the six major powers hash out a deal by the final deadline of June 30th, there will be yet more hurdles. She says the European Union, for example, will have to get consensus from all 28 member states.
And that's been a challenge in the past when it comes to Iran, getting everyone on the same page.
Rosenberg says it's even more complicated in the U.S., which has some of the most powerful sanctions in place. There are also some sharp disagreements here between the president and Congress over whether to ease sanctions. Suzanne Maloney at the Brookings Institution says the president has some ability to waive sanctions, but only on a temporary basis.
The president will, in most cases, have no more than 180-day waiver authority, and in some cases even less.
And some members of Congress want to limit his powers even further. Maloney says with that much uncertainty about how all this will unfold, businesses are going to be very cautious about any investment in Iran for the foreseeable future. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.